quickly.
I can't. I can say here now. Welcome to Chavis Wednesday night, or the Lamed Shvat, Tov Shinayin Hay. If someone, sometimes in the process of Netilas Yadayim, we're talking about now for Seuda, so because of the Tumah of your hands, Netilas Yadayim, you're being Matire of them, Srach Truma, it's not Nogeya to know, I hope you know what I'm talking about, maybe you don't. But Al Kaponim, the idea that the mind become Tomei and can't be used, let's say, you know, if your hands are wet and someone touches them, they become Tomei again, very possibly, and you have to wash over. But that's all in the process of Netilas Yadayim. That's the only time this sort of Rabbonon Dika state of semi-tumma, we'll call it tumma, the Rabbonon, exists. But let's say you have a barrel of water and you stick your hand in it, then that water is still kosher for Netilas Yadayim. It's not as if stam hands, even stam yadayim, are metame water that they can't be used for netilas yadayim. In the process of netila, as it's being used for netila, so the water could become tame. But outside the process of netila, if you just, like I said, like in the Lower East Side, we had a communal sukkah, and everybody sat in the sukkah, right? And you had, how did you wash? So you had these two big barrels outside. One with water to use for washing, and one with oiska washed water. So, first of all, one problem was the barrels always got mixed. Someone inevitably washed with the water that was used already. But also, kids, you know, we played. Not me, Chas v'Shalom. I was probably sitting in the sukkah and learning. But other kids played, and they always dipped their hands into the barrel. And so this was Nogea to know that it does not become tummy. But if your hands are dirty, and you dip them into the barrel, then it's not a question of tumma, but it might be mayim shenasu bahem melacha. It might be called that you're using the water to wash your hands, and mayim shenasu bahem melacha you cannot wash with. So indeed it wouldn't be metame the water, but it would passel the water. If you did it for a purpose. If you just stuck your hands in. What you do in such a case is you could draw out water and use that water to wash your hands with. That's not called mayim shenasu bahem melacha. Mishabura says that beferish, but if you just go to a barrel and you stick it in, then because the water gets intermingled and it's all mixed up, then it's all you use the whole barrel to wash your hands. Okay, we go now to Chayvus Halvavus, year number 13 in Shaar HaBechina. We're in Perak Aleph, and he's discussing the diversity that exists in nature. Nature reflects Chochmas Hashem. Hashem is one, his Chochma is one. But he explained that it has all these different manifestations, whether it's the chachma, even in a person, you have the chachma of the eye, and the chachma of the ear, and the chachma of the nose, and the chachma of the digestive system, and the chachma of the kidneys, and the chachma of the liver, etc., etc., etc. Then you have the chachma of an apple, and then you have the chachma of an orange, etc. Then you have the chachma of this kind of apple, a Granny Smith apple, and there's so many subspecies. So there's huge diversity in nature. And the Chavis Allah says, because of that, it's important to study it to see the scope of Chochmas Hashem. But Neshem is Chalkim Babruim, his Chayabnu, his Bonin, Velachshu Bohem, Achi Yisyashi, Vinyona, Benafshel Seinu, Vinyonuch, Brayonenu. So we study all of this and we see the scope of the Chochmas Hashem. Now, the Chavis Olav is now bothered by a question. When you have such diversity in the world, so maybe that would give rise to. There are many gods in the world, and this god makes apples, and this god makes pears, and this god makes bananas, and that's it. We're all laughing, but when there was Avodah Zarah in the world, this god was the god of fire, and this god was the god of water, and this god was the god of wind, and they had these things, the Avodah Zarah. So it's not the, so he says, but the Elu, so he's asking it as a question. V'ilu hayu simoneho al derech achas b'bruim kulam. If Hashem's wisdom would somehow be identical in everything, so then we would know that there's a common cause of all this wisdom. It wouldn't take much seichel l'chora to trace it back to a power, to an overriding power. So the reason there is diversity in nature, even though it carries this risk in it. So he says a very, very interesting svara, very deep svara, he says. He says, "Shadavar shu ose maisa." It's like the lesser of the two evils. He says the problem is shadavar shu ose maisa echad tadir. If someone thing is the same, and it's always if it's the same, if you don't have that diversity, so it looks like no one is in charge, and it's just this is the way it is. Like the world happened by accident, and so it takes on a certain nature. You can't say that because there's such diversity, so obviously there's a chacham behind it. Obviously there's the way that this animal should be, and the way that the sun should be, and the way that the moon should be, and the way that rain should be, and the way that wind should be, and the way that an apple should be, and the way that a banana should be, and the way that an octopus should be, and the way that a porcupine should be. And so, because if everything was like straight, because the Lord says very interesting, he says, then it looks like teva. That's the way things are. The reason for the diversity in nature is, even though it carries the danger, what I said, it lends itself to the interpretation that there's no will behind it, there's no manager in charge, it's just, it's doing what comes naturally. And there's some inner force that compels it to act in this way. See, this is why the Chinuch says, I'm throwing this in, that the Nisim of Mitzrayim show, when you see that Hashem can override nature, there's the same type of idea. So you see that nature is not the be-all and end-all, because you see it could be overridden, the laws of nature. So he says also, if there wouldn't be this diversity, so then it would look like this is the way things are, and it could never change. Just like now, Eish is only Soref, and Mayim is only extinguishes. Fashu also Bechetzo, but if you have free will in back of something, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Osa Kiritzono, who does what he wants, so then, something like this, something like that, sometimes the seed could split, sometimes apples could be red, sometimes it could be green, sometimes the animals get their food this way, sometimes they get that way. So there's like an overriding chacham that's choosing what is the best possible way for each particular situation. So that's why there's diversity in nature. If you see there's some power that's not compelled to do anything, that does what it wants. So then things could be different. Hashem doesn't have to do anything. There's no teva in what he does. So therefore, also hadvarim mishtanim zemizeh kifishem chayevus chachmos abuchalais. You can go into this. Hashem wanted birds to lay eggs and to fly. That's not really well said. Hashem wanted some animals that could fly and they lay eggs, and we call them birds. Hashem wanted mammals not to lay eggs but to give birth and to give milk, right? To feed their child with milk. Everything is with a cheshbon, and that's what comes out when you see things are different. Kesheta Torah, this shows and demonstrates hishtanusam alachdusov alchetzu b'falo. So ironically, this shows that there's a larger wisdom behind everything. Otherwise, it's like boring, and everything's just teva, and it just gets stamped the same way, and it just goes the way it goes. That's the pasuk in Tehillim. Everybody's like, quickly, right? That's in the Hallelujah, Kuflam et Hei, before Hodol Hashem Kitov Kidion Chazdo. So that's the pasuk is saying, So something. There's fish, and there's birds, and there's animals, and there's creatures, and there's big animals, small animals, eggs, birds, everything gets their food in a different way. And that is more that there's a chacham behind it. But if everything would be the same, right, black and white, the same, then there would be... Enochanami, the danger, I said, which was bothered by his kasha, is a danger. But this is apparently the greater danger. The greater danger is that you think things have to be a certain way. But if there's a Borei Olam, and he's in charge, and he's also Kiritzono, so that is why there's this diversity.